This episode is brought to you by KitCaster. KitCaster books you on top podcasts. How do funded startup founders attract prospects and talent? Podcast interviews. How do entrepreneurs with exits find new deals? Podcast interviews. How do C-suite execs differentiate in crowded markets? Podcast interviews. KitCaster books you on top podcasts. Click the link in the show notes for a special offer. Celebrate good conversation.
This podcast is brought to you by BitIRA, my affiliate partner. BitIRA leads the industry in helping consumers diversify their retirement accounts with cryptocurrency investments. Why BitIRA? Because they are among the most secure and compliant digital IRA solutions, guys, providers on the market. Their uncompromising commitment to security includes storing consumers' cryptocurrency in cold storage within grade V nuclear bunkers, protecting consumers' stored cryptocurrency with end-to-end insurance, complying proactively with regulations by using regulated exchanges and registering with the U.S. government. Every asset class carries its own set of advantages. The key is achieving your financial objectives and growing your wealth is understanding those advantages and learning to balance your investments across a range of appropriate asset classes suited to your unique situation. So per notice 2021 from the Internal Revenue Services, digital currencies are treated as personal properties for tax purposes, thus making them eligible to be held inside a digital IRA account. That means that any gains you accrue through your digital currency investments remain tax-free until you withdraw them from your retirement account as a distribution. And here's something else that many people don't know. If you sell your digital currencies within your IRA without taking a distribution, any gains that you may have made can be reinvested in other asset classes. In other words, your IRA does not need to remain entirely in digital assets to keep this tax deferred designation. The current cryptocurrencies you can actually invest in BitIRA are Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Chainlink, Ethereum, Ethereum Classic, Zcash, and Stellar Lumens. Welcome to the future. I'm BioChef T, and guys, click my BitIRA link, affiliate link, right in the description to learn more and get yourself a free guide on digital IRAs. Peace.
Hey guys, I just wanted to stop in here real quick. I know you just heard the BitIRA partnership that I have earlier in the podcast, but I wanted to remind you that BitIRA is actually giving away a Ledger Nano S. Ledger Nano S. Now, you're probably asking yourself, if you're not familiar with cryptocurrency, blockchain trading, and all that good stuff, what is a Ledger Nano S? So if you head over to ledger.com and you go over to introducing the Ledger Nano S, it's all about reclaiming your power over money. Combine the Ledger Nano S with the Ledger Live app for maximum security and control over your digital assets. The Ledger Nano S keeps your coins and NFTs offline and protected. So you can actually buy, exchange, and grow your cryptocurrency. You can manage and invest your cryptocurrency anytime, anywhere with Ledger and their partner. Buy, exchange, trade crypto in seconds, the simple, safe, and smart way. It's pretty cool stuff, guys. I have my own Ledger Nano, and I've had it for many years, and I am completely happy with it. I am also invested in BitIRA as well, so for retirement, and that's actually a really great place to actually, you know, park your crypto if you're looking to invest your money into something that's new, fresh to the market, and possibly going to be growing over the years. Obviously, this is not financial advice. I am not your financial advisor. This is something that's I am just introducing to my podcast, and blockchain and crypto is developing, is going to continue to develop. It doesn't look like it's going away. So I just find it important to bring attention to this market on my platform as I continue to expand my podcast just from food and branch it out into sort of a just healthy living lifestyle experience. So check it out, guys. Check out the BitIRA link in the podcast description, like I mentioned in the preview, the beginning of this podcast. And this might be something you might be interested in. Also, BitIRA is no longer charging a fee, a monthly fee, to hold your crypto on their sites. So that monthly fee has been removed. So that's great news. Check it out, guys. I'm BioShift T. Catch you guys in the next one. Peace out. What's up? I'm BioChef T, and we are gonna talk about some news right here on the platform, guys. So I have three articles that I want to share with you guys, and I have a possible interview coming up in the next few weeks. I'll keep you guys posted about that one. This one is actually it involves technology and food. I think you guys will love it. So I will keep you posted with that. Over the next few weeks going into September, some of my episodes will be sort of repeats, just kind of taking it back a little bit, a few months back, and kind of just repurposing in August, just so I can have a little bit of time off as I continue to think of creative ideas for the brand and start building out more social presence over the next five more months to this year. So just to give you the heads up, but it's great to kind of hear some repeats in case you missed something the first time. And I think that's just good in general. I mean, I even do that with like audiobooks. You know, if you know, re-listen to audiobook or re-listen to a podcast or something like that, if, in case you missed something. Majority of times you tend to miss some key points because, you know, whatever, we can be occupied sometimes in our head. So first article is talking about how to beat the heat. Guys, it's been really hot outside and the humidity has been I don't know if it's all time high, but it's been high and it's been extremely draining. But I feel like the entire country is kind of dealing with the same thing. The area where my wife and I live, it's in a drought right now. So we're hoping that in the next few days, next couple of weeks, temperature would start to decrease a little bit. And, you know, perhaps we get some rainfall as well, which would be really important. After we talk about that, I'm going to head over to Grocery Dive, where we're going to talk about food waste tech firm Afresh raises $115 million. We'll get into news with that. And at the end, we're going to end off with this Forbes article, in quotes, opening floodgates, crypto brace for a $10 trillion earthquake at the price of Bitcoin, Ethereum, BNB, XRP, Solana, Cardano, and Dogecoin swing. So that's going to be interesting with the partnership between Coinbase and BlackRock. That's a huge, huge partnership. And they're going to be talking about that in this article right here. But I want to head back up over to Healthline so that we can actually cool down a little bit. There's a lot to do when the weather is right. Family picnics, home run derby, softball field, all that stuff. Golfing is another thing. Maybe swimming outside, running, basketball, and all that stuff. Backyard fun. However, too much fun in the sun can be dangerous. Excessive heat exposure can actually cause dehydration. And dehydration, in turn, can cause some dangerous conditions, such as heat cramps, heat exhaustion, heat stroke, which is also called sunstroke. So combating the tool of the heat and the sun on your body will keep you healthy and active summer long. Try a few simple precautionary things, and you'll still be going strong as you continue into the hot summer months or whatever is remaining of summer, right? So things to wear. They get into topics here. The right type of clothing. A loose white linen shirt isn't just fashionable conscious. It's also intelligent for hot, sunny days. Dark clothing absorbs more heat, and tight clothing don't let your body sweat naturally so that you can actually cool yourself off. So, and that's called evaporating. So cotton is another good fabric to opt for heat as well. You can also choose light colors over darker colors, which is also helpful. Some protective clothing. There's a difference between the type of clothing that keeps you cool in the heat and the type of clothing that keeps you protected from the ultraviolet rays. So if protection from the sun is your goal, choose dark or bright colors instead of white or pastels. They absorb more heat, which prevents the rays from penetrating your skin. Dry clothes are more protective than wet clothes. Tightly woven clothes or synthetic fibers such as polyester and rayon provide more sun protective than loosely woven clothes. They talk about sunglasses. Sunglasses are chic and functional. They prevent UV rays from scratching your corneas, and will protect your eyes from many more summers to come. So according to American Academy of Ophthalmology, you should actually pick sunglasses that block 99 to 100% of UVA and UVB rays. Hats is smart, practical, summer fashion choice. Throwing a wide brim hat prevents UV rays from hitting the sensitive spots of your face and keeps your skin looking wrinkle-free. The Skin Cancer Foundation recommends that brims and brills be at least 3 inches wide or 2.5 inches for babies and toddlers. Sunscreen. Nothing knocks good days off in summer calendar like a nasty sunscreen. So when you're outdoors, use sunscreen with a protective SPF of at least 30. Use a higher rated waterproof sunscreen if you're be in the poolside or on the beach. Some ingredients that may be particularly effective against sun damage and burns. They list about four here. Avobenzone is one. Ecolatmol. Oxybenzone is another. Titanium dioxide is another one. Lip balm is also good. They recommend lip balm. Lip balm with SPF protection blocks out the sun and keeps the moisture for your lips. So ways to stay hydrated. Sip water throughout the day. Choose sugar-free juices. All natural juice without added sugar not only provides hydration, but it also has important nutrients to keep you active and nourished in hot weather. Vitamin C is pretty much just one of them. Remember just to check the labels in the back of your juice, 100% juice with no sugar added. You definitely want to avoid alcohol. While an ice cold cocktail complete with a little paper umbrella might sound super delicious on the beach, it won't be as refreshing to your body. That's because alcohol only dehydrates you more. If you can't barbecue without the brew, drink a bottle of water between each alcohol beverage to stay hydrated. Like alcohol, caffeine also has a reputation of being dehydrating. However, caffeine should be fine to consume in moderate amount, even in the heat. And that's the news for you. They get into other stuff too, low fat. What to eat to stay cool. They mentioned fresh produce, watermelon, strawberries, broths and soups, tomatoes, bell peppers, coconut water are all great and hydrating foods. And beverages that will keep you hydrated as well. They also speak about spicy foods, popular in warmer climates. The tingling feeling that accompany sweat caused by eating spicy foods has a purpose. The sweat actually cools your body down. So a little cayenne pepper or salsa can actually help. And it has tons of flavor. Make your meal nice and delicious. Low-fat meats. So fat takes longer for your body to digest and carries a higher salt content, which can add extra strain on your body when you need it maximized for efficiency. So consuming too much salt also increases the risk for dehydration as well. So if you eat meat, choose perhaps low-fat versions like chicken breasts in the summer times or on the days when the humidity is just insanely high. So hope that's helpful. Let's move on. And again, all the links are going to be in the podcast description. So if you're listening to this podcast or you're checking me out on one of my social platforms, typically TikTok or IG, the link in my bio will take you over to my podcast. So food waste tech firm Afresh raises $115 million. This is on Grocery Dive. So Dive Brief, a technology company that uses artificial intelligence to help reduce food waste at the grocery stores, has raised $115K in a Series B round led by Spark Capital. According to a press release last week, Walter Robb, senior executive partner in S2G Ventures and former co-CEO Whole Foods Market, participating in this extra round. So Afresh said it will use the new funding to scale across thousands more stores and expand its fresh operating system to new categories such as meat and bakery. The California-based technology company also said it plans to use investments to grow its team and expand in Europe. The funding round comes in at a time when groceries are facing pressure to cut costs and make their operation more sustainable, with food waste reduction as one of the key areas to tackle. So their Dive insight is the latest funding round can help Afresh get closer to achieving its goal of working with 10% of grocery stores in the U.S. and by the end of 2022. Founded in 2017, the headquarters of San Francisco, the technology firm offers its AI-powered fresh operating system to help grocery stem food waste in their produce aisles. The system offers solutions for forecasting as well as inventory, ordering, and store operations. Areas of Fresh said are disjointing processes for retailers. Stores such as Fresh get AI powered products, ordering recommendations to help strike. Hold on one second. It seems like my chair is just started to just sink on me. It's so weird. So so basically stores using Afresh get their AI power product, according to the recommendation, to help strike a balance between keeping shelves stocked and having excess food that ends of gets discarded. Wow, interesting. It was just that sentence. Afresh technology also allows retailers to actually track item level sales, shrink, and merchandising data. So on average, stores using its solutions reduce food waste by 25% or more, according to Afresh, as Afresh aims to scale the number of stores that use its technology. It's also looking to expand beyond produce to other fresh categories like meat and bakery to help prevent food waste there. The company claims it's on track to help retailers avoid creating 34 million pounds of food waste by the end of this year. Afresh said it tripled its consumer base in 2021. It counts Albertson, Cub Foods, Wincold Foods, and Heinz among the retailer partners. Their Series B brings Afresh total funding raise of $148 million. The company previously raised $13 million at the end of 2020, and at the same time announced that former Ahold USA CEO James McCann had joined its board. Let's move on. Technology is growing, guys. It's not going away. It's a part of our lifestyle, and I think we should start to pay attention to it, start to understand it, start to learn it, so that not only do you know how to use it, but you also know what's right and what's wrong. It's our economy and the way our lives are now will probably dramatically be changed in the next 10, 20 years because of technology. And it's just really important for us to understand this technology, not only for ourselves, for our kids, where it can go positively, where it can go negatively. You know, it's important to understand technology. There are some amazing things that I'm fascinated with. I'm completely into technology, and I love technology like this that was found right here in Grocery Dive, where we're using a product to help prevent food waste. All that food waste, and so many people in our country and all around the world that are suffering from poverty and can't get a meal. You know, it doesn't make sense. Let's move on. We're going to go to Forbes. I'm going to end with this. This is a huge move by Coinbase, in quotes, opening the floodgates. Again, I read this to you earlier. Crypto brace for $12 trillion earthquake as the price of Bitcoin, Ethereum, BNB, XRP, Solana, Cardano, and Dogecoin swing. So Bitcoin, Ethereum, and other major cryptocurrencies have struggled to maintain momentum after charging higher through July. The Bitcoin price, down around 70% from its all-time high, had begun to actually rally the last month, but has since stalled a little bit as traders await a Federal Reserve bombshell. And 100 gorilla gets closer. 100 pound gorilla gets closer by the day. The price of other top 10 coins, Ethereum, BNB, XRP, Solana, Cardano, Dogecoin, have also struggled. Now, BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager, with $10 trillion in assets under management, has partnered with major crypto exchange Coinbase to provide its institutional clients with access to Bitcoin. You know what that means? Do you really think crypto is going anywhere? Crypto is not going to fade away. If it's going somewhere, it's going to continue to get mass adoption. It's not fading away. And if by now you do not know anything about crypto, I suggest you start YouTubing, get yourself an audiobook, or start pick up a book if you prefer reading an actual book, and just learn a little bit about blockchain. And go down your list of your top 10 coins and just kind of learn about them. Try to understand it. This is the future. This is not going away. It's going to be implemented into your life somehow. And you want to understand it. You don't want to walk the streets blind to what's going on. So whenever I talk about this, I try to talk about it as much as I can. I've been in the crypto space since 2016. And I have seen this space go through several bull cycles, several bear cycles, hearing negativity for the space and hearing positivity. A lot of times when we're in the bull cycle, you hear all the positive news about crypto. When prices are down, you hear all the negative news about crypto. Pretty much that's the way it is. People tend to buy with euphoria when prices are high versus when prices are low, when people are scared. So that is not financial advice, but when things are on sale, that's when I want to catch the price. When things are expensive, I don't want to buy that. So this is a huge move by BlackRock, guys. BlackRock and Coinbase. This is a huge milestone for crypto space, as it demonstrates the demand from BlackRock clients and institutional investors to access Bitcoin. So Marcus Sartorio, analyst, I'm sorry if I messed up the last name, is a digital analyst broker, Global Block, said via email, BlackRock is opening the floodgates for institutions to access Bitcoin. So Coinbase, widely regarded as one of the world's biggest crypto on-ramps, announced this week it would connect with Aladdin, BlackRock's investment technology platform that handled $26.6 trillion worth of assets in 2020, allowing global investments industry access to Bitcoin with more cryptocurrencies potentially added later. So, in quotes, our institutional clients are increasingly interested in gaining exposure to digital asset markets and are focused on how efficiently manage the operational life cycle of these assets. BlackRock's move into the world of Bitcoin and crypto comes after Chairman Larry Fink called Bitcoin an index of money laundering in 2017. In quotes, I think this could be seen as a green light by other funds to enter the crypto space too. So Sartorio added, pointing to a report that found almost a quarter of fund managers expect to increase exposure to crypto-related assets over the next 2 years. Big, big move. I'm BioChef T. This is Vic Sween. Thanks for joining me. I'll catch you all on the next one. Peace. Have a great day.